Hi, friends. This is Enabling Minister Reverend Claire Matheny. I'm so glad that you're able to join in today as we participate in an unusual Sunday ritual. We would rather, of course, be gathering at the Carriage House of Kitimakunde Community Church this morning, but find ourselves in an unusual moment and are adapting as we try to our best to remain in solidarity with the medical professionals out there doing their jobs and those who are most acutely affected by the virus as it would continue to spread across our country and across this world. So indeed, our deep prayers are alongside this movement, and as we continue to seek signs of hope and love and be signs of hope and love, even as we would be socially distant. I'm going to provide my sharing this morning via audio right here with you. If you have not had a chance, though, before I offer the sharing, please take time to read the special reading as it is on the attached PDF of the Janet blessing story as it comes from Henry Nouwen's Life of the Beloved. We, as a worship task group, had initially intended, of course, to put on the whole service, but also to have this special blessing as our special reading this morning. So please take time to read that. That is crucial before you hear the sharing that I'm about to offer. So please take some time with that blessing, sit with it, and then do return to the audio if you'd like to hear me share by audio. Otherwise, the written form of the sharing is also available alongside that written sharing of the special reading. So please do that and then come back to this moment if you have not done that. Otherwise, we enter in together having soaked in that sharing. Here is my sharing now. Let us take in again the words that Henry had shared with John at the end of the blessing that we had just experienced through the special reading. Perhaps you don't even know how much you need to hear your name spoken this morning as we find ourselves apart, but hear now these comforting words of the Spirit assuring you for our moment. It is so good that you are here. You are God's beloved. Your presence is a joy unto us in your community. When things are hard and life is burdensome now, always remember that you are loved with an everlasting love. Breathe now. Let us take this in. Friends, we had ironically planned for this beautiful passage of Henry Nouwen's before the strict measures regarding physical touch came about. Here we are reading a passage about an all-engulfing and healing hug just at the time when we are likely to feel quite marooned and in most need of such an embrace. This is a time when we have to rely on the Spirit's ability to bless us in some really unexpected ways. We may want a hug and have to settle for a virtual emoji giving us a wink. We might wish for much needed closeness of worship at the Carriage House, and yet we find ourselves in front of computer screens. Social distancing has pressed home some deep questions about what the church is for. For we are used to our clockwork, in-person opportunity every Sunday. I even heard some nervous pastors in the last couple of weeks ask these questions, one of which was, what if when folks are forced to be gone for so long that they never come back? This is an anxiety that we bear about church attendance and an aging Christian body. It hits home, and this is a question that we might ourselves wonder. What if we didn't come back? If Henry Nouwen were addressing this anxiety today, I imagine his response would come from the heart of this blessed chapter that we find in his book, Life of the Beloved. The answer to our fear that church would just disappear is the reality that we all yearn for a blessing. spiritual community is, of course, equipped both in our traditions and through the insistence on our closeness and interrelatedness, especially at KC, that we were poised to keep making a way for a blessing as we meet people in that need. For indeed, we all yearn for blessing. Sometimes we ourselves serve as the wide open arms for each other. And it's our opening of our hearts to one another that teaches us how to collapse into the welcome and ready love of our Creator, as Janet and John had done, collapsing into Henry's arms. I have to tell you, friends, I was feeling some of the weight, the deep weight of the corona forecast this past Thursday. I went to fill my car up with gas while I was out, and I did something not typical. I never use a gas station car wash, but something just beckoned to me. For one, I noticed over the last month a kind of baked-in sticky substance on the top of my car, and it was going to be really hard for me to tackle alone. I think I was also attracted to a deep desire for purification. Given all the heightened awareness about personal hygiene and hand washing, I was drawn to the idea of water pouring down. Perhaps I'd been thinking, as we'd been talking in the last weeks again, of that baptism at the Jordan, the opportunity for water to engulf us when we need it, to remember our belovedness. There was something about the idea of just being cleansed literally from the outside in. And I have to tell you, what a feeling. It was lovely. Once I could get the car situated just in the right spot between the red and the green, what a lovely feeling as the scrub bubbles poured out. There was a vigorous scrubbing and the water kept coming down. I have to tell you, there was something womb-like about it. Something protective, something reassuring, something straight from Psalm 139, as we would be knitted in our mother's wombs, crafted with such love. Knowing I'd be facing some frenzied days, there was this deep and restorative pause, and this was a blessing. Especially in times of crisis, we not only yearn for a blessing, but we can accept it coming by unexpected means. It does not always have that path, that typical warm hug or the hospitality hour that we might so cherish. The blessing has to be more creative and more insistent the greater we find ourselves in strange new territory. We might find that we wake, as I did a couple of nights ago, woke early in the morning as the moon was still out at 6 a.m. and I saw it through the window blinds, and I was drawn to it out from the house so that I could just soak in its light. Perhaps for you, you found blessings in other places, perhaps as you and a stranger both reach for the same carton of milk. Or maybe you found yourself just suddenly on your knees praying for hospital workers, those that are on the front lines of the pandemic. A question arises in me, friends, not about whether you will choose to come back to the carriage house when we are able to resume worship there. My question for you is how you will make sure to capture all the blessings while you are away. We will need each of these blessings as you would bring it back unto us as part of our Easter message. Each story that has seen you through this uncomfortable wilderness. We need them as fuel for the church that is to come, the church that will be a servant during these times on earth. And at the end of our stockpiling, we will no doubt see differently the desperate need that so many experience for safe shelter, for affordable health care, and compassionate community. We'll be ready to step in a way that is full-bodied and experienced and tried and tested, just as we have in our years past. And now, with increasingly and ongoingly opened eyes, we will see newly the ways that we might reach out as we reach from within the blessings that we know that we have. We know that the way of the cross has come early this Lent, and we're going to have a deep-seated notion and knowing of the way that fear daily meets so many across our globe. But I say unto you, don't miss the blessings, for we all yearn for a blessing. We're going to need to revel in the mysterious ways that the Spirit shows up in our isolation, so that when we are face to face, we will share about the Holy One who makes a way out of no way. We will need to laugh with tired, knowing eyes when the Lent of 2020 leads us to the empty tomb. In our yearning for each other's company, we will newly connect with an inner voice of wisdom waiting to be shared when we shall meet again. Now, maybe this all sounds too ambitious for such a tenuous moment, and it very well could be. But I imagine that some part of you knows this truth on the other side of this sickness and the potential for even death. We are reminded that sickness and death are not the last claim on us. In the weeks to come, we have the privilege of learning more about what Henry Nouwen has to say about death. He writes that we cannot look to the world to be our source of life. He says, when the totality of our daily lives is lived from above, that is, as the beloved sent into the world, then everyone we meet and everything that happens to us becomes a unique opportunity to choose for the life that cannot be conquered by death. Thus, both joy and suffering become part of the way to our spiritual fulfillment. Now, my suspicion is that in our sequestering, we will encounter both joy and suffering in abundance, and they will bring their unsuspecting blessings. There will tiptoe in a new preciousness we hold for our own bodies and for the freedoms of our daily lives. And we will find new space for the Spirit to dwell in our stillness. We will come walking. She will come walking toward us. The Spirit will. She will come walking toward us in search of our mutual loving embrace. Maybe before we fought so hard to be in control, believing our blessing depended on our worthiness. Now she comes, ready to collapse within and through us in a sense of surrender as we join in joy together. May you discover your spaces of blessing. Whether the car wash or the bathtub or the porch swing, consider how it is you will soak in the blessings that are coming inevitably. For these blessings will be the resurrection narrative of our shared lives together. We are here for one another. God is here for us in every minute. And in the end, not even death can separate us from the love of God. And perhaps we need one last time as we close out this time together, the prayer of blessing that Henry Nouwen offered John. It is so good that you are here. You are God's beloved. Your presence is a joy unto this community. When things are hard and life is burdensome now, always remember that you are loved with an everlasting love. Amen.